Ezra Hashem Yisparech, today is Daf Chav Ches, Maseches Brachos, the 27th Daf in Shas. We will pick up on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara discusses the status of Mayriv. The Mishnah had told us, Tfilah Sa'erev Ein Lo Keva, that Mayriv could be davened throughout the night. We will discuss, Bezer Hashem, the status of Mayriv. The Gemara will pick up on this interesting language of Ein Lo Keva. Ein Lo Keva we could understand as meaning that it's the entire night, as we originally translated. However, it is an interesting expression. The Mishnah doesn't use the expression Tfilasa Kol Halayla, but rather it doesn't have permanence. My Ein Lo Keva, what does that mean, asks the Gemara. We are picking up 12 lines into the medium-sized line of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. If it's coming to simply tell us, as we had translated, that you could daven the entire night, listening to Tfilah Sa'erev Kol HaLaila, why does it say Ein Lo Keva? Ela Mai Ein Lo Keva, Kemada Omer Tfilah Sa'erev Rishus. It's following the opinion that says that Tfilah Sa'erev is not obligatory like the other two Tfilahs. From Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda taught in the name of Shmuel, Tfilas Arvis from Gamliel Amar Chayva, Rabbi Shua Amar Rishus. There is a Machlokes HaTanoim, which Gemara will elaborate on now, between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, whether Mayriv is obligatory or it's a Rishus, there isn't the same Chiyuv to daven it. Amar Abai, Halach Divrei Amar Chayva, Rava Amar Halach Kedivrei HaAmar Rishus. And Rava says, we follow the Man Amar who says it's a Rishus. Now, what exactly does it mean? As you see, we have a small A Mishpat next to Rishus. In Mirtzeh Hashem, in our Halacha section, we will discuss the implications of Mayriv being a Rishus. The Gemara really means, according to Rava, that if you want, you could daven, and if you're not in the mood, you can't. Well, tell us the Rashi Halacha does not pass in that way. And we need to explain, if that's not what it means, then what is the difference between Mayriv being a Rishus versus being a Chova? Let's continue in 5 lines before the lines begin to get wide on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa B'Talmud Echad, Shebo Lefnei Rabbi Yeshua, Amalei Tfilas Aris Rishus El Chova. There's a Talmud who came and asked Rabbi Yeshua whether Mayriv is an option or is it obligatory. Amalei Rishus. Said it's a Rishus. Bolufnei Rabbi Gamliel, Amalei Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Ochova, Amalei Chova. When he posed the question to Rabbi Gamliel, he said it's obligatory. Amalei, last medium-sized line. Here the Gemara becomes dramatic. The Talmud said to Rabbi Gamliel, Valei Rabbi Yeshua Amalei Rishus. Rabbi Yeshua told me that it's a Rishus. There's someone who disagrees with you, Rabbi Gamliel. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel said, Hamtein, Achi Yikonsu Bali Trisin, the Beis Hamedrash. Let's wait until Trisim is explained by Rashi as the Chacham that fight with each other, Lahalacha. A Tris is a shield, and a shield is used to protect. Today, to this day, a Tris is something that's used, aside from having a window, often in Israel you will have a cover that is there, that's like a shield of the window, it blocks out sun, etc. Actually, Kansu Bali Trisin Lebeis HaMedrash. Kishenichnesu Bali Trisin, when the Talmid HaChacham came, Amid HaShoel V'Shoel. There was an official Shoel, someone who would ask the question, he stood up and he asked, Tfilas Arvish Rishus HaChayva, is Rishus HaChayva, Amalei Ram Gamliel HaChayva. Gamliel said, it's a Chayv, it's obligatory. Amalei Ram Gamliel HaChachamim, Klum Yesh Adam SheCholak, the Dover Zeh. Is there anybody that disagrees? And of all people, Amar Lei Rabbi Yehoshua Lav. Rabbi Yehoshua said, no, everybody agrees with you. Tzlach explains that Rabbi Yehoshua, quote-unquote, lied for the respect of Rabbi Gamliel, and also, some also point out, to mitigate machlokis between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yehoshua. I wonder if we could add, if this Rabbi Gamliel is the grandson of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, so then, this machlokis would, l'chura, be another machlokis between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yehoshua, like we have in the second perek of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where again, Rabbi Yehoshua had challenge the authority of Rebbe Gamliel. It could be Rebbe Yeshua was avoiding that another time. Amalei, but Rebbe Gamliel would not avoid the confrontation. V'aloi b'shmech amruli, but they say in your name. Rishus, Amalei Yeshua. So he said, so Yeshua, we got to face this down. Amod araglecha v'yudu b'cha. I want you to stand on your feet and testify what you said, says Rebbe Gamliel to him. Amar Rebbe Yeshua al Raglav. Amar. Il mole ani chai v'hu meis, yochol achai l'hachish es ha-meis. If this Talmud was no longer alive, then I could continue lying and say, and you would never know, that I never said it. V'achshav sh'ani chai v'hu chai, heich yochol achai l'hachish es ha-chai. I cannot contradict him, and therefore, it's true I had said Roshus. Rabbi Gamliel Yoshev Edarish. Rabbi Gamliel continued then to teach. Rabbi Yoshua Omer Al Ragov. But Rabbi Yoshua continued to stand. Why? Because Rabbi Gamliel had commanded Rabbi Yoshua to stand. Adshonu Kol Am VaAmru Chutz B'Saturgim Amot. Until all the people told Chutz Mis the Torgman, who was being mitarget Rabbi Gamliel Shir, to stop. VaAmad and Chutz Mis the Mitorgman stopped. Amri, the people said, Ad kama nitzari v'nezel. Rabbi Gamliel has caused Rabbi Yoshua much pain, and he's insulting him. As we mentioned earlier, B'Rosh Hashanah ishtak tzare. The Rosh Hashanah before, as we quoted before, Rashi gives us the details. In Rosh Hashanah, daf chafei amid aleph, Rabbi Gamliel had decreed that Rabbi Yoshua come on the day that he had thought was Yom HaKippurim with his staff to show that he was bending to the will of Rabbi Gamliel. B'bechoros b'maisid Rabbi Tzadok. Also in the case of Rabbi Tzadok, when it came to a Bechor, the case of Rabbi Tzadok is found in Bechoros on Daf Lamed Vav, which revolves around a rule in the end of Perek Beis of the in Mishnayis Negoyim, and that is that when it comes to Bechor, like Nega, a person is not supposed to paskin on whether his Bechor has a mum or not. The difference between a Bechor with a mum and one without is quite large. A Bechor that's from a Behema Torah that does not have a mum needs to be treated as a carbon. One is not allowed to eat it. However, once it has a mum, so then in such a case, the halacha will be one is allowed to have hana from the carbon. There was a fear that people would create mumim in a bechor, of course, unscrupulous people, so as to get out of all the requirements of bechor. The Mishnah in Negoim tells us that an individual is not allowed to testify about the mum of his own carbon. The Gemara in Bechoros on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph discusses whether that applies to all people or a Talmid Chacham would be trustworthy. That was a disagreement between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua said that Talmid Chacham would be trustworthy, and this is what he told Rabbi Tzadok, as opposed to Rabbi Gamliel, who said that the tradition was that even a Talmid Chacham would not be relied upon. Again, Rabbi Gamliel called out on Rabbi Yoshua in public. Rabbi Yeshua said, backed down and said that no one disagreed, and he told him to stand on his feet. So that's what our Gemara is saying, that b'bechoros b'maisid Rabbi Tzadok tzare. In the case of Bechoros also, he had pained Rabbi Tzadok. He had pained Rabbi Yeshua and made him stand, until the Gemara says the people had told Chutzpis, the Meturgman, to stop translating. Hachanami tzare, so too he was mitzarhim. Taught vinavre. So the Gemara quotes that the people felt that Rabbi Gamliel had been too harsh. Let us remove him as nasi. Manukim lon le, who are we going to appoint? Who are they going to appoint? Nukme the Rabbi Yeshua, if they're going to appoint Rabbi Yeshua, Baal Maisahu. He was the one who was Rabbi Gamliel's antagonist, and to appoint Rabbi Yoshua would be too painful for Rabbi Gamliel, explains Rashi. Nukmei the Rabbi Akiva. Maybe we should appoint Rabbi Akiva, the tremendous Talmud Chacham. Dilma Anishle de Lesle Schusavos. Maybe Rabbi Akiva will somehow be punished because he doesn't have Schus Avos. According to Rashi, the pshat in the Gemara is not that Rabbi Akiva should not be appointed because he doesn't have Schus Avos, but rather Rabbi Gamliel, when he would daven against his antagonist and the person who had been put in his place, maybe he would be punished and would not because he would not have the protection of Schus Avos. Take a look also at the Pirush in the Ein Yaakov on this Gemara. Ella nukmir le Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rather, the suggestion was to appoint Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to a chacham on the one hand, a chacham to a ashir. He's wealthy. Vuatsiri le Ezra, and he's 10th generation from Ezra. Hu chacham. In what way is he a chacham? Dimakshile mefarikle. When you ask him, he's able to answer. Vu ashir, and he's wealthy. De isa the fuche the bey kesar. If he needs to go to deal with the Caesar, Caesar is a Caesar. Afu azul palach, he'll be able to go. In other words, he'll have influence. He'll catch their eye because he's wealthy, and therefore he'll be able to deal with them. Vuatsiri the isra de islay schus avos velo matzi anishlei, and he's a tenth from Ezra, and he has schus avos of Ezra. Hence, according to what we quoted earlier, Rabbi Gamliel will not be able to punish him with his davening. So they request of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, two lines from the bottom. Are you willing to be the head of the Mesifta? Let me go ask first the people in my house. He went and he consulted with his wife. She said to him, Dilma ma'avirin lecha. Maybe they're going to remove you, just like they removed Rabbi Gamliel. Maybe one day they're going to remove you. Amar la, he said to her, l'shtamishinish yom achada b'kasa demarko l'machra l'tbar. Rashi says that this was an expression of the time. A person uses a fancy glass seat, and the next day they will break it. Rashi understands that the expression is like this, that one day a person uses the fancy seat, and then if the next day, if it breaks, it breaks. But you can't worry. According to Rashi, it seems to be that you can't worry day to day. Amrle, she responded back, Leslech, Chivarasa, you don't have any white hairs. In other words, she was concerned, according to Rashi, that he didn't look appropriate for a darshan, for someone who was a reish mesifta without a white beard. Ahu yom abar timnas tri shnihavim. On that day, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was only 18 years old. Yisrachish lanisa, there was a nisa happened, v'hadrele timnas tri dori firusa. And he, what appeared were 18 white strands in his beard. Hence, the famous expression that we say on the night of Seder, Hainu de Kamar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hare Ani Kiven Shivim Shana, Velo Ben Shivim Shana. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, and we had this in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, I am like 70 years. He doesn't say that he is 70 years. Why? Because he looked like he was 70 years, that happened overnight. Some say that's not such a miracle. The moment that one becomes a rabbi, the moment white hairs begin to appear in his head or beard. But that's a joke, because from our Gemara, it seems that it was a nes. It's rachish lanisa. It's not that the two necessarily go hand in hand. I guess it all depends on who your baal batim are. It all depends on how you handle them, as we are about to see in the king. Next few lines of the Gemara. Nine lines into the, or even less, eight lines into the Gemara on Chav Ches Amud Aleph. Tana Oysa Yom Selku L'Shomer HaPesach. V'Nazlam Rishus L'Talmidim Likaneis. At that moment, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah opened up the Beis Medrash, and he removed the guard, and he gave whoever wanted to learn the opportunity to go in. Rebbe Gamliel was tough. Show you Rebbe Gamliel, under Rebbe Gamliel's authority, Machriz Vaymer, Kol Talmud Shein Soichai Kibaroi, Lo Yikonez the Beis HaMedrash. Anybody who's inside is not like his outside. Sometimes we put on a show. So says Rebbe Gamliel, if your inside is not like your outside, don't come into the Beis HaMedrash. And he wouldn't let them in. Hahu Yoma, and therefore the moment Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah opened it up, the Tosfu Kamasaf Soli, there were many benches that began, more benches began to appear in the Beis HaMedrash. Rabbi Yochanan says in regards to the exact numbers, Pligi ba Abba Yosef ben Dustoy Rabban. There was a disagreement how many more benches were added into the Beis HaMedrash under the reign of Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua. On the reign of Rabbi ben Azariah. Chad Amar Itosu Arba Meo Sasli. Some said 400 were added. V'chad Amar Shva Meo Sasli. Some said as much as 700. Havekochal She Daita De Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel started feeling bad. Look how many more people are coming to learn. Omar, he said, Dilma Chas V'cholila Manati Tayre Miyisrael. Maybe I caused that there was less Torah learned than Klal Yisrael. Achzele b'chalmei, so they showed him in a dream. Chatzve chiyure, white barrels, white pottery, the malian kitma that was filled with dirt. Chatzve is barrels, chiyure is white, malian is filled, kitma means dirt. In other words, explains Rashi, that they show them that these people, even though they were white on the inside, those who had come in, were not good on the inside. The Gemara then concludes something amazing. Velohi. But it was not so. In other words, really was correct to take those Talmidim in. Hahu hi lisuve daitahu da achsile. They showed this just to calm Rebbe Gamliel, and that Rebbe Gamliel shouldn't be too upset at himself. But really, the right thing had been done by Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. What exactly are the rules of taking in Talmidim, and what was the crux of the machlokis between Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah? We will actually discuss in the halacha question, which is still the question halacha lemaisa today in terms of taking different type of children into yeshiva, and as well as adults, bachurim, into kolalim, and to Yeshiva Gedolos. Let's continue five lines before the Y. Tana. Idyas Boba Yom Nishnas. On that day when they brought in more Saf Solomon to the Beis HaMedrash, so that's when Maseches Idyas was learned. V'kol Eichad Amrinim Boi Bayoim, and whenever they say Boi Bayoim, that day, Ahu Yom Ha'avitz, on that day that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah had added so many Talmidim into the Beis HaMedrash. And there wasn't a halacha that was left hanging in the Beis HaMedrash that wasn't explained. V'av, Rebbe Gamliel, look at the godless here. Rebbe Gamliel seemed to have been a takif on the one hand, but when he was wrong, he looked it in the eye, and he continued coming to the same Beis HaMedrash, and he was involved even though he was no longer the Rosh Yeshiva. V'afram Gamliel lo mana atzmei Beis HaMedrash afilu shoah achas. Even for one moment, Rebbe Gamliel didn't leave. Disnan, as we learned in Maseches Yadayim, bo bayom. Bo Yehuda ger Amoni lefnei Beis HaMedrash. Yehudi ger Amoni came in front of them into the Beis HaMedrash from Amon. Amar lehem ma'ani lovo bakol. He asked, what's our luck about me marrying a Jew? Amar Rebbe Gamliel, you can't come into Klal Yisrael. After all, the pasuk says, "Lo yavai amoni umayavi bekal Hashem." Seems to be a straightforward pasuk. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yeshua again responded three lines into the wide. Mutar ata lova bekal. You're allowed to. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, v'alo kfar nemar lo yavai amoni umayavi bekal Hashem. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Are Amon and Moab in the same place? Kfar Allah San Kherv Melech Ashur Umeval Ubilbel Eskolo Umais. San Kherv came along and he mixed up all of the nations. As the Pasuk in Yeshayahu states, V'asir gvuloi samim v'asudoi seyem shoyseisi v'oirid kabir yoishvim. The pasuk in Yeshayahu is describing the bilbul of all of the umas. Yeshayahu has HaKadosh Baruch Hu describing that the borders between the nations will be moved. Everything will be moved. In other words, we don't know who's really an Ammoni and who is not. Ay, it's a safek. So here we need one very important halachic principle. The kol deparish meruba parish. We have a rule of thumb that if you have one person that appears from amongst many, so then you assume that that one person that appeared came from the rove. Whatever is removed, one of them, we say, follows the rove. The reason the Gemara uses the expression of kol deparish and doesn't just say we follow the majority is because there, if the object was stationary, the Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Tezvav describes, then in such a case we don't follow rove. We say kol kavua kemechz al mechzadami. We don't follow the rules of rove. That Bezer Hashem in other contexts we will explain. Either way, we have two facts that come into play, says Rabbi Yoshua, to make this individual Yehuda permissible love of a cult. Number one is that the borders of all the nations have been changed. Hence, we're not sure who he's from. And then he's coming from the majority of the world. And if he's coming from the majority of the world, then you follow Rove based on the rule called the Parsh Meruba Parsh. Amar lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, well, I've got another pasuk. He comes back to him with another pasuk. V'alok var nemar, doesn't the pasuk say in Yirmiyo, v'acharechein oshu v'shvus b'nei Amon, num Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that after all of the turmoil, they will return. U'kvar shavu, argues Rabbi Gamliel. Amalei Ramala Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua responded to him, v'alok var nemar v'shavti v'shvus ami Yisrael v'adayin lo shavu. He says, but I promised, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also promised to return to Am Yisrael, and they still haven't returned. Miyad hitiru lavo bakol. Immediately, they allowed Yehuda to come into Klal Yisrael. The dramatic story gets even more fascinating. The Gemara continues 12 lines into the wide. Amar Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Gamliel saw that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was correct on so many things, as well as Rabbi Yoshua, and he regretted the times that he addressed down Rabbi Yoshua. Ho'ol v'achi havu. Since this is what happened, Aizel v'aifsei l'Rabbi Yoshua. I will go and be mefayis and ask for mechila from Rabbi Yoshua. Kimata lebeise, when he came to his house, chazinu la'ashisa debaisa de mishchoren. He noticed that the walls of Rabbi Yoshua's house were black. Amar Lei, Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yoshua, Mikois Lei Beis Chatanach Nikar, from the walls of your house, it is clear that you, Shepchomiata, you are a charcoal burner. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yoshua said back to Rabbi Gamliel, Oy loy l'chata parnasa, woe is to the generation that you are the one who is mefarnis it, that sustains it. In other words, he was responsible as the nasi. Shiyata yodea b'tzaren shel talmid chacham, that you didn't know of the tzar of talmid chachamim. B'mahim misparnisim, how they are earning a parnasa. U'b'mahim nizonin, and how they're eating. In other words, Rabbi Yoshua alleged that Rabbi Gamliel didn't take into account how the Talmidei Chacham were living. Amar lo, ne'nesi. Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yoshua, I pained you. Mechali, please come and forgive me. Lo ashkich bei. Rabbi Yoshua did not pay attention to him. He didn't want to forgive him. Aseh b'shvil kvod abba. Rabbi Gamliel was a descendant of Hillel HaZaken. He said, please do it for the kavod of my father, P.S. Then he accepted. Amru. So then they said, Man Nezel V'Lemul Rabbanan. Who's going to tell the Rabbanan that ultimately Rebbe Gamliel had been forgiven by Rabbi Yoshua. Amar lahu ahu koves, there was a launderer that said, Ano azilna, I'll go. Shalach lahu Rabbi Yoshua lebei midrasha. So Rabbi Yoshua sent the following message to the Beis HaMedrash. Mandalovish Mada, the one who wears the rabbinic garb, and Mada is a uniform, but here it means the uniform of the leading rabbi. Shlach Madacha. Excuse me. I skipped a line by mistake. Mandalovish Mada, Yilovish Mada. The one who wore the rabbinic garb should wear it. Uman Delolovish Mada, and the one who did not wear the rabbinic garb, Ye'omerle Leman Delovish Mada, should say to the one that was wearing it, and the one who normally does not wear rabbinic garb, Ye'omerle Leman Delovish Mada, Shalach Mada, Vanal Veshe, does he say to the one who was the rabbinic leader, take it off and I will wear it? In other words, Rabbi Yoshua is saying Rabbi Gamliel should be reinstated as opposed to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. The message was sent to the Beis HaMedrash and Rabbi Akiva demurred. Amalu Rabbi Akiva l'Rabbanan, Troiki Gali, lock the door. De Lolesi Avdi de Rabbi Gamliel Ulitzaru Rabbanan. So that Rabbi Gamliel doesn't come in and pain the Rabbanan again. It seems that Rabbi Akiva was concerned that even though Rabbi Yoshua was mochel, or it was reported that he was mochel, still he was concerned that Tzar Rabbanan. I'm Rabbi Yoshua. Now Rabbi Yoshua sees that there is a problem. Mutav de Eikim va'ozla ano legabayu. It would be best, Rabbi Yoshua says, for I myself to go now to the Beis Medrash. Also, he went Taref Abava, and he rapped on the door, he knocked on the door, Amar Lehu, and Rabbi Yeshua said to the Chachmei Beis HaMedrash, Maze Bein Maze, Yaze. A Kayin who is a Ben Kayin, he is the one that should do the sprinkling of the Karban Chatas. She'ena lo Maze v'lo Maze, but someone who himself is not a Kayin Ben Kayin, Ya'amar le Maze Bein Maze. Is it the job of someone who is not a Kohen to someone whose job is to be the mazah, to be the sprinkler, whether his water is appropriate or his water is not? In other words, Yoshua is sending the following message, and that is that you are not the ones to decide how a Nasi is supposed to act. Notice, of course, the tzitkus of Rabbi Yoshua, because he was the one who had been attacked by Rabbi Gamliel. Nevertheless, he says, it's not up to you in the Beis Medrash to dictate to the Nasi how he's supposed to act. It seems from Rabbi Akiva's response that Rabbi Akiva did not believe that Rabbi Gamliel had appropriately apologized, and hence it was appropriate to put to reinstate Rabbi Gamliel. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yoshua nitpayasta? Were you appeased? In other words, did you accept Rabbi Gamliel's bakasha mechila? Kluma sinu elu shvil kvotcha. We were only doing this because of his honor. Lemachar ani vata nashkim lepischo. Tomorrow we're going to go and inform that Rabbi Gamliel. This is what Rabbi Akiva says, that Rabbi Gamliel has been reinstated for his job. Chacham have a problem on their hands. They are reinstating Rabbi Gamliel because, as we pointed out, the tzidkus of Rabbi Yoshua. But at the same time, they already appointed Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Amri, says the Gemara in the first wide line of Chav Ches Amid Al, Heichin Yavid Navre. How are we going to remove Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Gamri, we learned, Malam B'Kodesh Ve'Moridin, that you could only put something up in Kedusha and you don't take it down. It seems that this identity of a Nasi from this Gemara has a status of Kedusha. So what's the suggestion? Nidra Shemar Chad Shavta, Umar Chad Shavta. If we're going to say that they take off turns saying the drasha on Shabbos, asi liknuye. What will come about is jealousy between parties. Ella lidrosh Rebbe Gamliel tlasa shabasi, but rather the suggestion is to have Rebbe Gamliel darshan for 3 weeks, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah chod shabasa, and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah 1 week. V'hainu da amar mar, and this is the famous expression, Shabbos shel mihoisa, that he used to ask, which week is it? This is quoted, Rashi says in Maseches Chagiga, which week is it? Whose turn is it to darshan? Va'ayse Talmud, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai have. And this Talmud that asked this question was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rashi explains that this question refers all the way back to the beginning of the whole drama on Chav Zayin Amid Beis that we had started with, and that is the shaila of whether Arvis is a Roshus or not. There is a fascinating discussion. Why does the Gemara only now tell us that it was Reb Shimon bar Yochai who had posed that original question? It is quoted in the name of the Be'er Mayim Chaim that this was to emphasize that Reb Shimon bar Yochai should not be associated with any machloikis, and therefore it's put at the end of the Gemara because one could have read, if it was Reb Shimon bar Yochai who had originally asked this question, that he was the source of machlok. Maybe we could add that the Gemara is ultimately tells us it's Reb Shimon bar Yochai, and the one doesn't want to tell us that it was Reb Shimon bar Yochai in the beginning, but at the end it tells us that to emphasize that this whole process was, as Reb Shimon bar Yochai's essence, one of L'shem Shemayim, and therefore the Gemara concludes, V'ozo Talmud Reb Shimon bar Yochai Ave, that we should look at this as all of the process of the Shalshelas HaMesorah, just like Reb Shimon bar Yochai typifies the Shalshelas HaMesorah. Hence, we don't have the Machlokas ascribed to Reb Shimon bar Yochai, as the Be'er Mayim Chaim explains, but to realize that this wasn't Stam a Talmud that was going and shopping and creating a disagreement, Chas V'Chalil, between Rabbanim, but sincerely wanted to know, and then ultimately it was solved B'Chachmasan, with the Gadlus of Rabbi Yoshua, with Rabbi Akiva, and even ultimately the Pshara that was accepted by Rabbi Gamliel. Hence, we're adding maybe to the Be'er Mayim Chaim that that's why the Gemara wants to show that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was the source of this, and it might also be telling us a lesson that when a Talmud is asking a Shaila, especially if he ends up contrasting the Shitas of Rabbanim, to make sure that he's doing it L'Shem Shamayim and not Chas V'Chalila otherwise, because if not for the greatness of the Talmidei Chachamim that are described in this Gemara, this could have generated into an awful Machlokes, which is something that we have to work very hard to make sure it does not happen. The Gemara continues 4 lines into the wide on Chav Ches Amid Aleph towards the bottom and analyzes the Karban Musaf. We learned in the Mishnah, Musafim Kol Ayoim, that the Karban Musaf can be brought the entire day, as well as the Zman of Tefillah Musaf is the entire day. Of course, we had mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Amar Rabbi Yochanan V'Nikra Posheya. If you read, say, Tefillah Musaf after 7 hours, so then in such a case, you are called a Posheya. You are negligent. This is how it's codified in Shulchan Aruch as well. And the reason for that is because that was not the ideal time for the Karban Musaf. Ideal time lechatzila is 7 hours in. Tan Rabbanan. The Gemara continues. Ha'ilafanim shtei tefilas. Achas shel mincha ve'achas shel musaf. If a person has not davened 6.5 hours into a neither musaf or mincha, and now it's both a time of mincha as well as a time of musaf. Mispal shel mincha ve'achakach. Mispal shel musaf. In such a case, you daven mincha before you daven musaf. This is a famous sugya in. These are mishnayos and maseches zvachim in the 10th perek that we have the rule of tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. Hence, one davens mincha before. And shizu tadir, revzu ena tadir. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mispal Shel Musaf Va'achakach Mispal Shel Mincha Shezu Mitzvah Overes V'Zu Mitzvah She'eino Overes. Rabbi Yehuda says that you choose Musaf first because your time is running out. It's interesting, to, of course, to note that that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you only have 7 hours into the day, a full 7 hours we discussed last off, to daven Musaf. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha mispal shel mincha v'achakach mispal shel musaf. The halacha is you first do mincha. This is how we pass in as well in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Zeira, 10 lines from the bottom. Ki avicholish migirse, when he was worn out from his learning. True talmidei chachamim, true gedolei Torah, really get worn out from their learning. We're just a week after the ptira of Rav Yashiv Zichron Levracha, and I heard his grandson describe that at the end of the day he was so weak he couldn't lift a spoon to his mouth. He was totally exhausted. He used to come home, even when he was younger, totally exhausted from his learning because he threw himself entirely into his learning. Yet when he began again to learn, he would learn with such hislavos, bekol gadol. So that happens. That true talmidei chacham, because they throw themselves entirely in their learning, become entirely exhausted. Azal v'yatzah apischa devei Rabbi Nosson Bar Tovi. He went and he sat at the entranceway of Rabbi Nosson Bar Tovi. Amar ki chalfi rabbanon. When the rabbanon switch, when they come out of the base of Medrash, azam ekem ikmahu v'ikabeligra. So then I will get reward standing up in front of them. Maybe we could add that Rabbi Zeira wanted to stand up in front of Talmidim. Ki cholfi rabbon, and Rashi learns Talmidim hayotz mi beis Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe they were even younger than him, but they learned Torah. It's very reminiscent to me that our great Rebbe Rav Neman Sal Shlita, he's mechabed younger Talmidei Chacham tremendously. People are much younger than him, and he'll stand up. A tremendous love for Lomdei Torah, for Talmidei Chachamim, even if they have much less knowledge than they, and so on. Maybe this is a makar. Either way, Asa Rabbi Nosson Bar Tovi. Rabbi Nosson Bar Tovi came, and he passed Rabbi Zeira. Amarle, Rabbi Zeira said to him, Man Amar Halacha Beimid Rasha. Rashi learns that he asked him, who said that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehud in the Beis Medrash? Amarle, Rabbi Nosson Bar Tovi responded, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Ein halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, we say that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, as we saw in the above. Rabbi Yochanan had said, Mispalo shel Musaf, v'achekach mispalo shel Mincha, and not like Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you daven Mincha first. The Omar, Mispalo adam shel Musaf, v'achekach mispalo shel Mincha. Amar lei, Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Nothing. Rabbi Yochanan Amra? Did Rabbi Yochanan actually say this? Amalein? He said yes. Tana mine arban zimnit. Rabbi Zeira, when he heard that, he did chazara 40 times on this memory. Rabbi Yochanan taught that mispalel shel mincha v'achach mispalel shel musaf. Amalei, Rabbi Nothing said to Rabbi Zeira, why did you repeat it so many times? What was the reason you repeated? Is it because that this is the first thing that you're hearing from Rabbi Yochanan, and it's something that's unique? The first memory that you hear from Rabbi Yochanan, therefore you're repeating it? Or there's a chiddush here, in other words, that you didn't think that this was in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, you have to review that this is coming from Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lei, chadis ili. By the way, the tof, of course, is interchangeable with shin. So therefore, chadis would be chadash, new. Chadis ili, it's new for me, mishon de besafkili, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I had a suffix of whether this was taught by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And therefore, I'm reviewing it in my mind that this is a teaching of Rabbi Yochanan. Continues the Gemara, 7 lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught, Kol ha-mispalel tefila shel musafim la'achar sheva shos. Whoever davens musaf after 7 hours, the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, alav ha-kosav ha-imer, the pasuk in Tzvan Yosef, nugi mi moed ha-safti mi meich, that is the pasuk in Tzvan Yosef, Hayu Maseis Alea Cherpa. First, we will give the explanation of the way Rashi learned in Sefania, and that is that those who are Nugi, who are mourn at the its times, I will gather them in. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're recording this a little bit before Tisha B'Av, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring together, he describes in the end of Sefania, that ultimately those who mourn will be brought back together. Nuge being the simple reading, those who mourn. However, Chazal over here are going to, number one, darshan the pasuk differently, and number two, as we're going to say, even be metargim the pasuk differently as well. My mashma, the high nugi lashon ditavrahu, that the lashon of nugi means broken. And what it means, according to this drasha of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, is those who break the moed, the appointed time, those people are off mima moed, they will become nugi, they will become broken. And nugi, as that we just spelled out, is the lashon of broken. The Mekargim Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef described the pasuk, now Rav Yosef's description of the pasuk is going to be differently than we say Rashi and Sfanya's Masbirit, but Rav Yosef was Metargim the following way. By the way, this Targum is also known as Targum Rav Yonasan ben Uziel. In a famous Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara says that Rav Yonasan ben Uziel was Metargim Navi. Some say that's the Targum that we have as well. Rav Nevensal has many riots. I heard from Chizkio that it's not that way, that Targum Yonasan ben Uziel was really called Targum Eretz Yisrael, but not Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Either way, we do have some type of Targum. Now, the Targum that Rav Yosef is quoting is Rav Yosef was known as a big balki in Targum Rav Yonasan ben Uziel. And he was Metargim it the following way. Tarvu Osu Al Sanean, the Beis Yisrael, Al De'ichru Zman Mo'adad Yerushalayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will break the Sonehen of Yisrael because they attempted to postpone the Moadim in Yerushalayim. Okay, so ultimately we gave three pshatim in the pasuk: one, the drusha of Yeshua ben Levi; one, the Targum of Yosef; and not Shayach Tower Daf, but it's important to know, the reading of Rashi. Three lines from the bottom, after Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi gives the drusha, how terrible it is to miss the Zman of Musaf, the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Elazar, kol mispalel tefila shel shachris la'acha arba shot. Whoever daven shachris after 4 hours, l'Rabbi Yehuda, we learn, and we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, you have 4 hours. Olav akotzav omer, now it begins to get closer to home, huh? No mimoyde safticha of safti mimcha hayu. The explanations we saw before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said, those who are mimoyde, that they don't come to at the appropriate time, chas v'chalila, they will be punished. My mashma dahainugi loshen ditsarohu. So here, Chazal understand that nugi means pain. The Marasha points out that there's a slightly different explanation over here to nugi. Earlier we had said that nugi was shever, and now we're saying that it means tsar, but the Gemara, take a look at the Marasha over here, the Gemara seems to be running the two together. Dichsiv dolfa nafshi misuga. We quote the pasuk in Tehillim, Dolfa nafshi mituga kaimeni kidvarecha. Pasuk in Tehillim means my soul drips away from sorrow. In other words, my nefesh takes me away from tsar. Mituga here means tsar. Last line in Chav Chesam and Alph, Rav Yochanan, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, Besulo Seha, Nogos, the pasuk in Eicha, that their the virgins of Klal Yisrael, the young girls, were in Tsar. V'hi Marla, the pasuk continues. You put a period after that, the Gemara continues on top of Chaf Ches Amabez. Rav Achya Cholish, V'lo Asa Lepirka, de Rav Yosef. Rav Ach was sick, and he wasn't able to appear at the Piruk, at the Shir of Rav Yosef, the Drasha of Rav Yosef. L'machar, in the morning, ki Asa, when he came, Boi Abaye Lanuche Daite de Rav Yosef. Abaye wanted to appease. Abaye wanted to make, if you will, peace, or to assure
Rav Yosef, that would be a more accurate translation, to assure Rav Yosef, so that Rav Yosef would not be upset at Rav Avya. So actually, Abaye goes over to Rav Avya and asks him why you were not there. Therefore, he knows that, or he thinks, that he probably has a good reason. And this way, Abaye could go to Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef would not be upset, because Abaye would explain why Rav Avya wasn't there. Interestingly, this drasha Rav Yosef, Rashi says, was done before, hence a source for the rabbi's sermon. Amalei, my time alo asamar leparka. Abaye asked Rav Avya, why didn't you come to the drasha? Amalei, da havecholish leboi v'lo matzina. The only excuse to miss the rabbi's sermon is that he wasn't feeling well, he was sick. Amalei, amai lo ta'amta midi v'asis. You weren't feeling well, so you should have eaten something and then come. Amalei, Rav Avya said back to him, lo sabar lamar lehod Rav Huna. Don't you hold of what Rav Huna had said? The Amar Rav Huna, asal aliyadim shitam klum kodim shiis palat filas hamusafim. Rav Huna was of the opinion that you're not allowed to eat before musaf. Oh, wow, that's an interesting discussion. Eating before musaf. L'chur beferish from our Gemara is one cannot have a kiddush before musaf. Amalei, we will, Mirtz Hashem, discuss this further. Amalei, bailei mar, l'sluye slusin musafim biyachid, v'litamidi ulemeisi. He said, well, Abaye suggested him, why didn't you daven privately, musaf, then eat something, and then come? Amalei, v'losav l'mar, l'hadam rabbi Yochanan, the asr l'adam shiakin filaso v'tfilas tzibur. Rabbi Yochanan said that you're not supposed to daven before the tzibur daven. Amalei, Abaye said back to him, lavit mar l'om rabbi Abba v'tzibur shanu, v'let hilchas b'tzibur shanu. He said that this only applies to a tzibur. That only applies when you're with a tzibur. The tzibur is davening. So then, in such a case, we learn, Rabbi Yochanan had said, you're not allowed to daven beforehand. But you were home. You weren't feeling well. You weren't the tzibur. Hence, it should have been permissible for you to do. The Gemara comes back to Rav Avya's fear from Rav Huna, and says the following: Unless hilchasa like a Rav Huna v'lo k'Rav Yishua ben Levi, we don't paskin neither like Rav Huna. Rav Huna being the psak that's usher to daven musaf before or after. It's usher to eat before musaf, and therefore prohibited to daven musaf after one eats l'chatchila. This psak of Rav Huna that you cannot eat before musaf, we don't paskin like this. V'lo k'Rav Yishua ben Levi. And we also don't pass like Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Ki Rav Huna, we don't pass like Rav Huna, Hada Amr Rav Yeshua ben Levi, but the Amron, like we said above. Above we said that Rav Huna was of the opinion that you have to be careful not to eat before tefillah. Before tefillah, smosif. That says the Gemara, we don't pass like Veloka Rav Yeshua ben Levi. And we also don't pass like Rav Yeshua ben Levi, we had said earlier. Had the Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Dam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kivan Shigiz Man Tfilas HaMincha, Asal Oli Adam Shietam Klum, Kadim Shiespalos Tfilas Mincha. That Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, you're not allowed to taste anything before Mincha. And also, in regards to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's formulation, that you're not allowed to taste anything before Mincha, that we don't paskin like either. Be'ezer Hashem, in the Halacha section, we will discuss eating before Mosav and eating before Mincha, Halacha L'maisa. We begin Be'ezer Hashem, a new Mishnah, 10 lines in Tchav Ches Amad Beis. Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Hayu Mispalo, B'knisasai, L'Beis HaMedrash. Rav Nechunya ben Akana had a tefillah when he came into the Beis HaMedrash, U'bitziyasa, and when he left. Tefillah Ktsara, a short tefillah. Amrullah. The Chachamim said to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Ma Mokot tefillah zu? She learns that the question is, what place, what purpose does this tefillah have? Amar lehem, he said, back to the Chachamim, what, you know what I'm doing? B'knisasi, when I come in, ani mispal shelo yira dvar takol ayadi, that I should not, there should be no error in Torah that happens through me. U'b'tziyasi, and when I leave, ani noisein hoida al chelki, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for my chelek of Torah. 10 lines into why the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanu Miknisasu Ma Oimer. What exactly was the tefillah of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana? He davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there shouldn't be any obstacle that comes through his hand. You should not make a mistake in halacha. And my friends should not rejoice on my mistake. In other words, it goes together as one sentence. I shouldn't give the wrong psak for Torah Tameh. And my friends should not make a mistake in halacha. And I should rejoice with them, with their success. And when he leaves, what does he say? I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he put me in the base medrash and not on the corners, the street corners. Shani mashkim vehei mashkim. I get up and they get up. Ani mashkim l'divrei Torah vehei mashkim l'dvarim b'teilim. I get up for Torah, they get up for things that are not important. Ani amal vehei amalim. Both of us work. Ani amal mekabel schar. I work and I receive reward. Vehei amalim ve'ena mekabel schar. Ani rots vehei rotsim. I run and they run. Ani rots l'chayel amabo. And they are ultimately running to a pit of futility. Tanu Rabbanan. Kishachala Rabbi Eliezer nichnesu talmidei levakre. When Rabbi Eliezer was sick, his students came in to visit him. Amru lo, they said to him, Rabbeinu lamdeinu orchos chayim v'nizke behen l'chayelam abba. Teach us the appropriate way of life that we should be zoche for chayelam abba. Amru hem. He said to them, Rabbi Eliezer told, this is his last wish to his talmidim. Be careful about the covet of your friend. The word hegion here in the Gemara is very different than the way hegion is used today. We use the expression hegion as logic. In the time of the Gemara, hegion meant the repetition or the utterance. Like we say, hegion li bi. Rashi explains that it means the repetition of mikra. Keep your children away just simply from saying psukim over and over again. Voshivam bein birkei talmidei chachamim, and put them on the knees of talmidei chachamim. Ukishatem mispalim du lefnei miatem oimdim. And when you daven, make sure you've internalized that you're standing in front of the melech malchei amlochim. Ubishvil kach tizku lechayi olam abo. And because of that, you'll be zocha for olam abo. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was sick, nichnasu talmidei levakro, kivan shara osam hiskel livkois, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai began to cry. Remember that this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that rebuilt Klal Yisrael after the Geula, after the Golos began, leading towards the Geula. Amru lo, he said, Amru lo talmidov. Ner Yisrael, his Talmidim called out to him, the light of Klal Yisrael. This is what the Talmidim said to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai as he was crying. Amoda Yemini, the straight upper right hand column, the strength of Klal Yisrael. Patish Achazok, remember why they're telling this to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who was the one who said, Tenli Yavne v'chachamel, he was the one, Bizchuto, Klal Yisrael's Torah continued after the Golos. Mipnei ma'ata bocha, you're so strong, why are you crying? Amar lehem, yil lefnei melech basav edama yil melichin osa, shayom kan umachar bekever. When you go in front of a king, she'im koes olai ein akaso kas olam. If he gets angry at me, he doesn't necessarily stay angry for me forever. V'mosrani, and if he puts me in prison, yisura yisur olam. He does. I don't stay in prison forever. And even if he kills me, this is probably what gave Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai strength to face up to this sin. It doesn't even last. And I'm able to appease him with words and to bribe him with money. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai did with Vespasian, as the Gemara in Gittin describes. He was mefayis him by telling him that he was going to be the next emperor. Afal pike no yisi boicha, nevertheless I would be crying. V'achshav shemalich lefni melech malchei amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shu chai v'kayom lo'oilom ulo'olmei oilomim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives forever. Shem koyis olai kosoi kosoi lom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have a kasa resides forever. V'mosrani yisurei sarlam, and if he ties me up, chas v'chazal, bad din, it's forever. V'mem yisani misasim misasarlam, and if he kills me, not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense, I'm doomed. V'eini yochal l'faisei b'dvarim loy l'shachtoi b'mamayim, and I can't appease him with words or give him money. And not only this, one needs to be mazbir, not for now. What does it mean, not only this? There are two things that will stay in front of me. And I don't know if they're going to take me to Gan Eden or Gehenim. I should not cry. What a musr. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai didn't know if he was going to end up in Gehenim or Gan Eden. Amru lo Rabbeinu, the Talmidim said to me, our Rebbe, Barchenu, give us a bracha. Amar lehem, yiratzayim shetei moire shemayim aleichem ki moire bosa v'dam. My bracha to you is you should fear heaven as much as you fear people. Amru lo Talmidav, ad kan. That's all, that's the bracha. Amar lehem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to them, v'levai teidu kisha adam oivar aveira oimer shelo yireini adam. Is a small thing. How many times do people do Avera? They say, no one is watching me. This is enough of a bracha, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Pshat p'tirasam lehem. At the time that he died, he gave them a few tzavos. Panu kelim ipnei atuma. You should clean out from the house all kelim, so that the kelim shouldn't become tamei because of oil on me. Ve'chinuch kisei l'chizkiyo melch Yehuda shebo elai. And prepare for me a shear over here for Chizkiyo Melech that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai felt that he was coming out to greet him at his Ptira. Very dramatic descriptions of the Ptira of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And this Beis Hashem concludes our Daf Chaf Ches Amud in Maseches Brachos. Beis Hashem, we will now go to our Halacha section. Bezer Hashem, today's halacha topic is eating before Musaf. Rav Huna was quoted in the Gemara on Chaf Ches Amud Beis as being of the opinion that one is not allowed to taste anything. Also, lo la'adam shi'itam klum kodem shi'yispalo. The Gemara, a few lines later into Chaf Ches Amud Beis, says,
V'lesil chasal lo k'Rav Huna, we don't follow the opinion Rav Huna says that it's prohibited to eat before Musaf, as well as the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that says that it's prohibited to eat before Mincha. Unfortunately, we do not have enough time to discuss Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi before Mincha, where we don't paskin like that. Exactly the parameters of eating before Mincha. Today, what we will discuss is eating before Musaf. Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reish Pei Vav, the Mechaber paskins, not like Rav Huna, as our Gemara already concluded. Reish Pei Vav Gimel. Mutar litam kodim tfilas hamusafin. A person is allowed to eat before Musaf. Dahainu achilas peiros. O afilu pasmuat. Afilu p'tiima shiesh ba kedei lisod halev. Even if it's something that would satisfy. Aval su'uda asur. Su'uda is prohibited. Presumably, the reason why we say that even though we don't follow Rav Huna, nevertheless, a su'uda is prohibited is from the Lashon of the Gemara. Rav Huna said you're not allowed to eat anything at all. The Gemara says we don't paskin like him that you're not allowed to eat anything at all. But Rav Huna's Lashon and the Gemara's Lashon is only in regards to eating nothing, permissible or not. We paskin permissible, but we could deduce from our Gemara that a su'uda would nevertheless be prohibited. Therefore, halal lemaisa, on Shabbos, b'shat ha'dechak, one would be allowed to make kiddush after shachris and eat some food afterwards. However, one should be careful that it not be a full-fledged su'uda. The Mishnah Brura asks in Sif Katan Zayin, but at the end of the day, don't we paskin you need kiddush b'makom su'uda? So the Mishnah Brura suggests that one drink a revius of wine. Rav Nevensal was mayor. Maybe wine might not be a good idea because you're still going to be davening afterwards. But one drink maybe a revius of grape juice or have cake that's the size of a pizza. So then in such a case, then that would be
possibly enough for kiddush b'makom seuda, and hence one would be allowed to eat. This is the custom today, even in Klal Yisrael. For example, many on Rosh Hashanah make kiddush before musaf and eat a little bit of cake in order to strengthen themselves before the very important tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. However, I would like to advance two reasons why it would be quite appropriate for a person to make kiddush afterwards before their large meal. It's prohibited to have a large meal. Then the custom, as appropriate as following a Shulchan Aruch, is they eat a little bit. One has to be careful not to eat too much, because then you might be chayiv and benching. That's the opinion of the Taz. My Rebbe Braunschweigel used to emphasize that point, eating a little bit, but not to have a full-fledged, satisfying buffet that would be mechayiv one in benching. We can't get involved with the details right now. So one is having a small taste of some fruits, some fish, not too much, not that it's mitzaret to a shir that's mechayiv in Berachas HaMazon. He has a drink, possibly he has a coffee, and then he makes an al michya. If he had the wine itself, then he makes an al agafen. However, now I would like to suggest two reasons why that individual, after musaf, should make kiddush again before his meal. Number one, the Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchasa points out in Perek Nun Beis, Os Samach Beis, that there are some, Rav Shlomo Zalman did not feel this way, however, there are some opinions that hold that since it's prohibited to have a seuda, a full-fledged seuda before Musaf, then the chiyuv of kiddush only begins after Musaf. And then technically, you could even eat without kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah clearly does not pass in this way. In Siman Reish Pei Vav, he says that, of course, you're going to be chayiv in kiddush. However, there were many who, or some, might be more precise, who felt it wasn't a chiyuv kiddush yet. This is quoted by the Das Torah, the great posek, the Marsham, as well as Rav Chacham Avad Yosef has this discussion in his Chuvas in Chelek Hei Simin Chav Beis. The Birkei Yosef discusses this. All of this is quoted in the Ha'ara, so the Shmirah Shabbos Kilchasa in Nun Beis, Ha'ara Samach Beis. So it could very well be that according to some, there wasn't a chiyuv of kiddush at all. Again, Reb Shlomo Zalman paskin that the minig is not to go back and be mekadesh. However, Reb Neuvert concludes that it would be a good idea to make kiddush again because of those shittas. I would like to add, there's another reason to make kiddush again. And that is that, of course, the opinion of the Gra is that kiddush b'makom seuda requires one to mamish wash. So according to the Gra, the chiyuv would be that one make kiddush specifically where there is bread. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a long shuva in Chelek Dalit, Simin Samach Gimel, in Orachayim, comes out that even if we hold kiddush b'makom seuda requires bread, beforehand, you can make kiddush to allow you to eat, and then afterward to make kiddush over bread. L'didi have uvda. We were, as Shimush Harav, we were in Miron for a Shabbos with Rav Chizkio Nevinzal, and then we made kiddush after Shacharis, and I mentioned to Rav Chizkio, there might be an inyan to make kiddush again after Musaf for the above-mentioned reasons, particularly I think then I'd emphasized according to the Gra, Fira Moshe Feinstein, and he concurred that there would be a logic for it, and now we added another reason, because of the opinion of the Das Torah as pointed out by the Shmirah Shabbos Kilchasa, that might have also been why Rav Chizkio agreed. Hence, it would be recommended that even though we pask in Lahalacha, one is allowed to make Kiddush after Shacharis, it could very well be that when one comes home and has the larger meal, one should make kiddush again. One more point of that Shimush Harav is, unlike the impression I had when I was younger, now I could not find anybody that says this.
We made Kiddush immediately after Shacharis and before Kriyas HaTorah. I was under the impression when I was younger that there are some who feel that even though one can make Kiddush before Musaf, as we saw, and eat a little, not a Seuda, nevertheless it should not be done before Kriyas HaTorah. And looking over right now, I did not see anybody that prohibited it, particularly before Kriyas HaTorah. Bottom line is, we do not paskin like Rav Huna, yet at the same time, a large Seuda would be prohibited before Musaf. In regards to Mincha, the Mishnah Berurah reiterates there in Siman Reish Pei Vav that what is prohibited when it comes to Mincha is after Mincha Gedola, one is not allowed to have a Seuda Gedola, and the example of the Mishnah Berurah is a Seudas Nesuin and Bris Mila, if one has not davened, as well as Rav Nevin Sal adds a Seudas Bar Mitzvah and a Seudas Purim. However, a Seudas Shabbos would not qualify. It would be permissible to have it beforehand. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos from Daf Chaf Ches, that when it comes to Musaf, the halacha is that one is allowed to eat only a te'ima of Musaf, not a Seuda at all. When it comes to Mincha, one is not allowed to eat a Seuda Gedola, which is Nesuin and Bris, not Seuda Shabbos and Yom Tov. That would be permissible after Mincha Gedola, but a Seuda Gedola would be Asur.